You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Last week, I want to say it was Friday. Yeah. I don't know. We were talking to a woman, and of course, we said something about, you know, what's your name? She goes, Amber, and then she made a comment. She goes, you know that name that's been ruined by the trial?
Oh, yeah. Amber Heard. Do you see her making the rounds now? Her sobbing to everybody in the news about how, you know, she's been done wrong, and bless her heart. Yeah.
Look, deep down inside, I don't know who's right. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there.
It was just good entertainment.
Further down inside, I don't care. So
yeah, really, you don't care. But, you know, Amber Heard has been crucified, and, you know, she allegedly pooped in somebody's bed. So if you're named Amber right now, it's probably not a very good feeling. And there's probably jokes about you defecating on a daily basis.
So we were laughing about that because she had a sense of humor about it.
She
laughed.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Amber we were talking to. And we said, you know, we haven't done this for a little while where the question is, what person ruined your name? And we already got a Facebook message from TJ who says, my last name is Dahmer. Yes, like Jeffrey, which is actually my uncle's name, Jeffrey Dahmer. TJ says, try living your life when you share the name of a serial killer. That's got to be very tough.
Yeah. I actually went even a step further on my Facebook this morning. I mean, you can do a name, you know, just a celebrity or whatever that ruined you. I even included what piece of pop culture has ruined your first name. Some examples that came rolling in. This woman says, I'm Caroline. I'm not that sweet. You know, bah, bah, bah. Get it?
That's great.
A dude named Luke wrote to me and says, the amount of times I've heard I am your father is probably in the thousands.
Oh my God, yes.
And then this one I found so funny. She says, hi, my name is Annie, and everyone always asks if I'm okay. Annie, are you okay? My husband does this all the time when I'm having a bad day. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? And she wrote, ugh.
What I always tell people like Annie is here's what you have to understand. It is, you're so burned out on it.
I know.
But it's new for us.
It is.
So you have to unfortunately put up with it because we don't want to pass up the chance to have fun.
Along those lines, Nick wrote in and she says, hi, I'm Nick. Every woman I have ever dated has called me Nickelodeon. Wow, original. So he essentially gets the same pet name over and over. Hey, Nickelodeon.
Hey, we've also heard from plenty of women who are named Alexa.
Yes.
Who are like, it's like that's the bane of their existence now.
Jane wrote in, says, my daughter is named Alexa. Named her in the 90s before all this smart speaker nonsense. I'm very bitter. That's from Jane. And then along those same lines, this line here is, my name is Karen. Need I say more?
Oh, right.
So, yeah, a lot of them coming in this morning. How is your name ruined, essentially, by pop culture or murderers? A lot of Betty's writing in, believe it or not, this morning. And all they get is Betty Crocker and people saying, hey, can you bake me something? People are so stupid. And then a lot of Stacy's, too. And it's, of course, Stacy's mom. And they're
Stacy's mom!
We got to play Stacy's mom now, Dom. We've got to do it. I do. And then Jenny wrote in and she says, hi, I'm Jenny. And everyone uses their Forrest Gump voice when talking to me. Hello, Jenny. She says that movie is going on 30 years. Get over it, people.
And well, hold on. Let me jump in with an old movie reference from Adrian. She says, I'm an Adrian. And that Rocky movie for a long time ruined it for me. Everyone yelling, Adrian! And then she goes, at least now most people have never seen it, so things are better. You have to hope that a movie gets so old that people stop remembering it. Yeah.
A woman wrote in and says, I'm Mary. I don't own a little lamb. I've never been around lambs. I don't even like lambs. And that is from Mary.
And I'm not the mother of Jesus.
Right. There's another one. Oh, that's good. Oh, my gosh.
We'll go to the phones
in
here. But quickly, let me read this one from Amber. But she has it has nothing to do with Amber Heard. She goes, speaking of Annie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Which you were referencing a little while ago.
Annie.
She said, we had a teacher in school named Michael Jackson. We always begged him to moonwalk.
Yes.
He at least had a good sense of humor about it. What else can you do? If your
you
name is Michael Jackson,
you got to perfect the moonwalk.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do but go along with it. Work in a every once in a while. to the phones. Here comes Amy. Good morning, Amy. Welcome.
Good morning.
So we're having a great time. What's the story?
So my name's Amy, and I was a kids camp counselor when Pitch Perfect came out.
Yes.
So all the kids kept calling me Fat Amy.
Amy. You're Fat Amy.
It was the worst.
Oh, Amy, that's so bad.
I'm
sorry to hear that.
But
thank you for listening,
and thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Here's one that would be even worse. Jared wrote in. He says, no, I don't eat at Subway every day. And stop asking me if you can see my search history on my computer.
Oh, my God. Chrissy out of Littleton texted us. She goes, my name is Chrissy. Three's Company, back in the 70s, totally ruined my reputation as a smart girl.
Aw. Walter wrote in. He says, my name's Walter, and everyone asks me if I make meth in an old RV. I've never even seen Breaking Bad, and because of these jokes, they never will. And then Aaron wrote in. He says, thanks to Comedy Central and that goofy teacher skit, I am now A.A. Ron and will forever be A.A. Ron. You ever seen that skit?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'll send it to you. It's good.
And then, of course, we've heard from a couple of Jennies who also, besides the Forrest Gump thing, say, no, my phone number is not 867-5309.
Hey, there you go.
That's all they got. Here's another Karen. She goes, I'm a Karen. One day I just woke up and Karens were the scum of the earth. Can anyone tell me where this originated? It's been a tough couple of years for those of us that are actually cool Karens.
That is funny. I just want you to know where it originated.
I just want you to know, Karen. I want you to know. Jeremy will back me up on this. I have been against that movement, and I have defended Karens for a long time now, even though we're all on an island.
Yeah.
So,
too many to... My God, they're just pouring in. Thank you, everybody who's texting. We cannot get to all these. Here's a Lori. I'm Lori Laughlin. Ruined my name. I'm not a cheater. There's so many, you guys. A lot of repeats, too, with Stacy and another... Betty, so we got to play Stacy's mom, I think.
Okay, twist my arm for that, and then we'll take more of your text messages and calls. Boys in the Morning, Dom and Jeremy, the subject this morning: what person ruined your name? What pop culture event or thing ruined your name? We've been hearing from all. By the way, would you say that the Pearl Jam song ruined your name or it made your name cool?
Oh, that's true, Jeremy. No, because it's about a kid that was horrible to some other students, so that wouldn't be good.
That sounds like you, though.
No, not at all. Come on.
Now, we have a funny note here from Rachel. She goes, totally opposite here, but my name is Rachel, and I always hated it. But then came along Friends, and it became cool. Now Rachel's not so bad.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. Oh, let's get some more. We heard from Kathy, and she goes, I don't have clowns. That's the song. She goes, I'm not a chatty Kathy. But she goes, I am Stacy's mom.
Hey, there you go.
So we didn't think about that. We thought about people who are named Stacy, but if you're the mother of a Stacy, then you got it going on.
You got it going on. You got to put that on a shirt. A couple Donalds writing in, you know, of course, like Donald Duck. And I wrote back, hope you're wearing pants, unlike that pervy duck.
Hello, my name is Debbie. I always got, don't be a Debbie Downer.
Oh, of course.
That ain't right.
That ain't right at all.
Oh, my God.
April, May, June, July, April.
April showers.
Oh, poor April.
Did you take a shower today?
Oh, these are so good, you guys. You're making us laugh.
Are we done?
There's so many coming
They're pouring in.
So many, guys.
There's some that are pouring in, and I'm going to be honest. There's some that are pouring in, and I don't get them. I don't understand what the reference. So it's some like obscure reference with their name that I don't think I understand.
Yeah, we'll have to do research on a few of these. Well, all I got to say is everybody's got something with their name, it looks like.
Yeah, Dominic? I don't...
The donkey. That's all you got.
There's Dominic the Donkey, but fortunately for me, that was not a popular Christmas song in America. It is in other parts of the world, but it never was a big Christmas hit. Dominic, do we have that in the system? Dominic the Donkey.
I hope so.
Yeah, but there were a few who knew it, and so they would do donkey jokes with me. No, it's not in our system even, so that's a blessing. All right, hey, listen, you have our sympathy if your name put you through hell, but just remember, kids can be so cruel, so it almost doesn't matter what your name is when you're a kid, because the other kids in your class will find something somehow.
Yes, they will.
Look at Jeremy and Nicole. They spent a year trying to come up with a name that would be bulletproof, you know, for their child in, you know, in terms of getting made fun of by other kids.
I was making fun of our unborn children. I would make fun of them by, you know, taking their name and twisting it and trying to figure out how they'd get screwed, essentially. Because, yeah. Come on, I was Jeremy. Ooh, Jeremy, stay away. He's Jeremy. Thousands of times I heard that. Don't touch you. Don't let him touch your sandwich. He's Jeremy.
Is that why you are?
Maybe that's why I'm so clean, right?
You're a germaphobe, yeah. And I wonder if it's because of that.
It all goes back to elementary school.